Welcome, welcome to The Intersection. I'm your host, Amy Manuel. If you want to join us here tonight and have some fun with us, we're going to be doing some trivia based on current events. And all you got to do to join the fun, go to gabnet.net. That's G-A-B-N-E-T.net. Go over to the right-hand side of the page where you'll see the Zoom links. First one for Alex Bennett. That's the show that precedes this one. And the second one for me, Amy Manuel. And that's how you get on The Intersection. So join me here and let's have some fun. Well, it's been a busy few days. I keep going back to all these people are suddenly shocked that Donald Trump doesn't want to release those Epstein files. And no, he is suing the Wall Street Journal and Rupert Murdoch, who controls Fox News, folks. He sued him. Yes, why? Because of that juicy little letter with the little drawing that Trump wrote to Epstein for his 50th birthday. Isn't that special? Well, I mean, I don't get it. And I am sure within a few days, those MAGA relatives of yours are going to tell you, oh, well, it's that was just fake and it's all just fake news. And no, just because Trump said they're good friends and that he likes that Epstein likes his women rather young. And Epstein said that, 15 years they'd been close friends. Just because all that, and just because a jury found him guilty of sexual abuse, and just because, the woman who stated that in a trial, right, for Ghislaine Maxwell, she testified about being sexually abused and groomed by Ghislaine Maxwell and by Epstein. And she was recruited from Mar-a-Lago. Now, Trump claims he kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago, wouldn't let him. Well, that didn't happen until after they, instead of recruiting one of the penniless, nameless faces that worked at Mar-a-Lago, instead, they recruited a paying customer, and that was a no-no. Well, Charlie is joining us, and you know, you can join us too. All you have to do is go to gabnet.net, click on the link that says Amy Manuel over on the right hand side under Zoom links. Well, welcome to the show tonight, Charlie. How's it going?
Hey, Amy.
So, did you do softball today? Umpire?
No, yesterday. I'm just working on umpire stuff, payroll. I gotta write paychecks tomorrow.
Mm. So have they, is there any way for you to do that, like with an auto draft or anything?
No, it's still a manual process for me. I have to write out every check individually.
Ugh, that sounds like hand cramps.
Yeah, and it's getting worse and worse the more umpires we get, so.
How many umpires do you have now?
We have 45 now.
45. That's a lot of umpires. That's a lot of people to keep track of.
Yep. Kind of missed the COVID days. We only had 19 back then, so it was really easy to do payroll.
I guess so. I wonder if we're going to get anybody else. We'll give them a couple more minutes before we start the trivia.
Okay, fingers crossed.
I've got a current events trivia pulled up.
Well, I'm not going to do well on current events.
I think you will. You and the folks that tune into this program and that come on the panel are really well informed and really keep up with what's going on in the world. There are so many people that don't. I was just talking about before you came on.
Wow.
About all these people that are shocked that Trump doesn't want to release the Epstein files. Yes. And why does anybody want to talk about it? That's not news. it's fake news. It's fake news. It astounds me that anyone's surprised. I mean, we had the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, and so much came out in that. And then we had the, we had Trump found guilty by a jury of sexual abuse. I mean, do you have any MAGA relatives or friends?
Any what? Minor?
MAGA.
Oh no. Luckily, no. Everybody in my family's a die-hard liberal.
Yeah.
Died in the wool.
Yeah. Do you know any that you communicate with?
Just Phil Meyer every now and then.
It astounds me the lengths they will go to ignore any evidence.
Yeah.
And, that's just fake news.
Even when Trump admits it himself, they still say it's not true.
I know. I mean, do you remember when the... Oh, here comes Alan. The bus, what was it? The grab him by the pussies. Remember that?
Yeah. Yep.
And I remember Phil saying locker room talk. And I'm like, that's not locker room talk. That's confession.
Yes.
Of a crime. Of sexual assault. That is confession. That's not locker room talk. And then, like, 24 women accused him of it. Of doing the exact same thing. and all these people just, they have such blinders on. But I think this dementia is getting really, really bad. Yep. He is not yet to the point that my mother was. I would say at this point, he's probably, still got a couple of years. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe he's got so many other health issues he might not last that long, but when he doesn't know who he is, the end is near. And he still knows who he is. I mean, that's been my experience. I've only had two parents, watched two parents succumb to it, but, and it sounds like from what I've heard, he has the same kind that my mother had. Which is the frontal temporal.
You talking about Biden?
Trump.
No.
Frontal temporal dementia, which, I know my mother had a bunch of temporal infarcts. She had little tiny strokes. And, slowly, not only did she didn't know who, first, she didn't know who anybody else was. She didn't know who I was. And then one day I went to see her and she didn't know who she was. She didn't know that the paintings on the walls were paintings of her grandchildren that she painted. She didn't know that that was her grandchildren.
Wow.
She didn't know that she had painted them. And that was, at that point, well, that was the not recognizing that those were her grandchildren and she painted them. That was 2014. She died at the very beginning, on January 11th, 2017. So right before Trump took office. So, basically 2 years later.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I guess it, no, actually, it was 2015 at that point. And, so that's where we are. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm just telling you what I experienced and what I watched up
So if
close
you're
and
talking about
personal.
Trump, his doctor said he's healthy.
Yeah, but the psychiatrist, psychologist on YouTube who have years and years of experience have categorized, they show you a clip, it's really interesting. It's called Shrinking Trump. And it comes out every Friday. It's live on Fridays. And they'll show you a clip of Trump, and then they'll say, okay, this is an example of this type of dementia, of this symptom of dementia. And it's the way he can't speak words, he can't answer questions. When you ask him a question, he gives you random answers, often from things he totally made up, like his uncle taught Ted Kaczynski.
Yeah.
Ted Kaczynski didn't go to MIT, he went to Harvard, for one thing. He didn't study electrical engineering, which is what was taught by John Trump, by Donald's uncle. I mean, the whole thing was just made up, and that is a symptom of dementia and also a symptom of a compulsive liar, which is the other thing we know Donald Trump is he's a compulsive
Well,
liar.
I think that Joe Biden had some dementia too, not to the point
Joe
that Trump
Biden isn't president.
right, but while he was president,
What?
he had some dementia.
Joe Biden is not president.
Well,
So whether or not Joe Biden still did a fantastic job as president, and he put people in charge that knew what they were doing.
that knew what they were doing, yeah.
And were qualified. I mean, because even if he wasn't running things, he was negotiating treaties, and he was he got legislation passed, and it was legislation that helped people, and those
Yep.
things like the CHIPS Act and. We got environmental legislation through and laws passed, and we got gun safety laws passed. All kinds of things
Yeah,
that
those
happen.
things are going away right now as we speak.
Yeah.
Right.
Supreme Court has just ruled that machine guns are illegal under the Second Amendment a couple of days ago. Trump just canceled basically the majority of the EPA, the investigators or scientists are all fired because of him.
Yeah, Biden did a good job of picking people. I don't think he was altogether there towards the end, but he did a good job at picking people out and did a good job at helping the American people live a better life, unlike the guy that's in there now.
All right, so let's get to our trivia. Today's trivia is current events. All right. Let's start out here. Why is there a conservative backlash against the new Superman movie opening Friday? Is it A, the director called Superman an immigrant? B, Lex Luthor isn't bald? C, both? Or D, neither? Anyone?
I think it's because he called Superman an immigrant.
That is correct.
I didn't even know there was a new Superman movie coming out.
Yep, it came out today.
That it just came out.
Yep. Any of you.
All right. Elon Musk is starting a political party. What is it called? Is it A, the Know-Nothing Party? B, the Constitution Party? C, Party in the USA, or D, America Party?
D.
America Party, that is
America
correct.
America Party, yay.
How original.
Yeah, really. I wonder if he's going to change the part of the ocean south of America back to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yes. We knew he would do terrible things. We just forgot that he would also do really stupid things. All right. Happy Amazon Prime Day to all who celebrate. How many days is Amazon Prime Day? Is it 1, 2, 4, or every day is Prime Day?
Okay, so You have to be, the question has to be more specific because it varies.
Charlie knows.
Well, at least this time it was 4 days.
This time it was 4 days. Last year it was 2 days.
Well, the answer was four. Okay.
But you did say current event, so it would apply to now. So.
Yeah.
Prime Day is 4 days, July 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th.
I got some good deals. You guys all got gifts. They're coming.
What did President Trump announce would take place at the White House to celebrate the semi-quintennial? That's
never heard of it.
The country is 250 years
250th
old.
250th year. It's here. Yeah. It's not here yet, though, of course.
All right. So here are your choices. Fireworks designed by children. An ultimate fighting championship bout. A red, white, and blue chocolate fountain. Or Jell-O wrestling.
Gotta be a red, white, and blue chocolate fountain.
No, that's what you call it, the fight.
Yeah, I think it's a fight.
It's the ultimate fighting championship
What a freaking moron. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
they don't get much dumber than that.
I am so glad my mother did not live to see this day when the tackiest man in the entire world would inhabit the White House.
Wow.
That would have killed her right there. She would have had a stroke and died. You're doing what?
Yeah.
Of course, she would have gotten one look at that gold-plated Oval Office, and
every president's entitled to decorate the White House the way they want. Trump has a lot of money and likes gold. I don't see why it's a big deal.
It's
the next
tacky.
President that comes in will change
it's
the silver.
Tacky. And ugly. It is tacky. It is grotesquely
tacky. You don't have to be
tacky.
In there. Who cares? I wonder if the American public
it makes
for it.
Us look bad. It really does. on a world stage.
I don't think anybody makes a deal out of it, so.
It's just tacky.
Okay. I'll buy that.
Yeah. So last week, Trump said UFC President Dana White will organize a mixed martial arts fight on the White House grounds. We have a lot of land there, Trump said, adding that up to 25,000 people will attend. It's going to be epic.
And we can sell some... Oh, no, he doesn't like Tesla anymore.
Yeah.
He'll sell his new Bitcoins or something.
Yeah, his watches or whatever, yeah.
Guitars, tennis shoes, Bibles, trading cards. I mean...
Yeah.
Guess I missed that.
Again. Tacky!
Yeah.
Not to mention unconstitutional.
I don't know if they put him and Vance in the ring together. That would be fun to watch.
Yeah. All right. What airport security checkpoint rule did TSA jettison? Shoe removal, laptops out of bags, 311 liquids, or no open carry?
Shoe removal.
Shoe removal is correct. Hey, you can wear holy socks again. The TSA will no longer ask peasants without TSA pre-check to remove their shoes at security checkpoints.
Yeah, they can still ask you to do it, but the rule of everybody doing it is gone. Should have been gone a long time ago.
Yeah.
Just because one person was able to develop a bomb and put it in
the
that didn't actually do any damage other than burn his foot and a little bit of the carpet in the place.
You got a better chance of being struck by lightning than being next to somebody with a bomb in his shoe.
With a shoe bomb, absolutely. Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I'm really glad.
But this was 20 years ago. We've had a lot of presidents in that time frame that could have changed that law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What religious leader turned 90? Was it Pope Leo the 14th, the Dalai Lama, Russell M. Nelson, or David Miscavige?
I don't know that one.
I don't know either.
Take a guess. Which one of those people is really old?
The Pope?
No.
Pope's not that old.
Yeah, he's not that old, yeah.
No. And they, you know, they just appointed a new one.
You said take a guess. I took a guess. I have no idea.
Any other guesses? The answer is the Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama's still alive?
That's right. They're picking a new, they got this new 6-year-old kid or something. They're picking to be the new one.
All right. Yeah, the Dalai Lama turned 90 on Sunday after a week of celebration. He said he hoped to live until the age of 130 and plans to reincarnate after his death.
Wow.
Okay.
I think he took those words out of Donald's mouth.
Trump accounts will give kids the chance to experience the middle miracle of blank, the White House said. Is it yachting, compound growth, a college education, or a mid-price sedan?
None of the above. I don't know.
Mid-price sedan? Uh-huh.
Compound growth.
Oh, okay.
Millions of babies born in the U.S. will be eligible to receive a $1,000 Trump account from the federal government. Under the pilot program, the money will be accessible to children at age 18.
So this compound growth is easy to explain, Charlie. Offer, if you every month
please stop interrupting me!
He asked a question before you started going off on something else, so go ahead.
I was speaking. That was really rude.
Okay. I'm muting myself on purpose.
Millions of babies born in the U.S. will be eligible to receive a $1,000 Trump account from the federal government. Under the pilot program, the money will be accessible to children at age 18. This will offer kids, quote, the chance to experience the miracle of compound growth and set them on
about interest where you,
for prosperity. So, what were you saying, Charlie?
Yeah, they're talking about compound interest, where the interest just builds up, and you get interest on the interest, and interest on the interest, and then and so on.
Right.
For 18 years, apparently, yeah.
The miracle of compound growth.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a miracle, it's just math.
No. The only place you see it now is on your credit card bill.
Right. That is for sure. All right. Next question. Grok is X's integrated AI chatbot. What did it memorably call itself this week? The Antichrist? A public relations nightmare? ADOLFL? OVR69? Oh, Adolf Love R69 or Mecha Hitler?
Mecha Hitler.
Yep. After accusing liberals of celebrating Texas floods, Grok, aka Mecha Hitler, worked itself into an anti-Semitic frenzy, posting a veritable symphony of untinged hate speech. Quote, we are aware of recent posts made by Grok and are actively working to remove the inappropriate post, noted the official Grok account on Tuesday. All right, next question. A scammer used AI to impersonate what Trump administration official? Was it Tulsi Gabbard, Pam Bondi, Marco Rubio, or RFK Jr.?
I think it was Rubio.
I think it's Marco Rubio.
Yeah. Alan says number three. Everybody says Marco Rubio. The answer is yes, Marco Rubio. The State Department warned U.S. diplomats about attempts to impersonate Secretary of State Marco Rubio using AI technology. An imposter posing as Rubio had attempted to contact at least three foreign ministers, a U.S. senator, and a governor, according to a July 3rd cable. Alrighty. What company is buying cereal giant Kellogg? Is it Italian candy giant Ferrero?
Yeah.
Automotive giant Stellantis? Food giant Kraft Heinz? Or technology giant Amazon?
I think it's Ferrero.
Anybody else want to guess?
Well, I don't have a clue.
I would say Kraft Heinz.
Yeah, that sounds like it to me.
Kraft. That I was going to say that, but you know what? Guess who was right? Wayne.
I guess it was Wayne.
It was Wayne. It was Italian candy giant Ferrero.
Interesting. Wow. You didn't get scolded for saying something while you were talking.
Ferrero.
Just one word.
Go ahead.
It was just one word. It was just one word.
One word's okay. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Ferrero, the family-owned purveyor of Nutella, will buy the iconic American maker of Fruit Loops and Frosted Flakes for $3.1 billion. Ferrero also owns Nestle's American chocolate business and other American brands.
Oh. I see it written on my some of the candies I've got here. Just Ferrero on a packaging.
Wow.
I love Ferrero candy. I always keep that Ferrero makes the Tic Tacs, and I always keep Tic Tacs on me.
Oh wow! I have Tic Tacs.
They also make the Ferrero Rochers, those little chocolate balls that are kind of crunchy.
Oh, I like those too. Yeah,
those are so good, and they come in like dark chocolate and white chocolate and milk chocolate. Those things are so good.
You mean those chocolate covered malt balls? Is that what you're thinking?
Malted balls?
No. These are Ferrero Rocher. They're
okay.
They're hollow in the center, and they have like it's like a round Nestle's Crunch sort of.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they also make Almond Roca, which is one of my favorite all-time candies ever.
Yannis like Almond Roca, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you have weak teeth, it's probably not the candy to chew on. My mother got 3 crowns because she loves Almond Roca.
Yeah. Oh, it's not as bad as a bit of honey. I had a temp.
Oh, you pull all your fillings out.
Yeah, exactly. Bit
of honey, you just pull teeth out.
Yeah.
Oh, I had a temporary crown on, and I bit into a bit of honey, and the thing came right out.
Yeah.
And my dentist was like, "Yeah, I didn't think I needed to tell you, don't eat bit of honey."
Yeah.
Confectionary things. How about corn nuts?
Oh no, no.
Talk about breaking.
I got at least 3 crowns that the corn nuts contributed to.
Oh yeah, I got a couple too.
When we lived in Lufkin, the wife of one of David's coworkers was from Ecuador. And we went over to her house and she was making essentially corn nuts. It came in a big bag like popcorn, but they were just huge kernels. There were these huge hard kernels, and she put them in this big pot with whole cloves of garlic and a bunch of butter, and they were so incredibly good. And whenever you got one of those garlic cloves, oh my god, they were amazing. They were even better.
Sounds good. Yeah,
but they were corn nuts. But she said we call them maize.
My roommate, you know, 40 years ago worked for the company that made them and packaged them in Oakland, California, and then they moved out of the area, and so he didn't go with them.
I didn't know that those were a California thing.
I don't know if they started in California, but they had a plant here in the Bay Area. That's all I know about them.
All right. This is a history class bonus. Thursday was the 100th anniversary of the start of the Scopes monkey trial. What film was based on that trial? Was it In the Heat of the Night, To Kill a Mockingbird, Inherit the Wind, or Planet of the Apes?
Inherit the Wind.
That is correct.
Never heard.
I watched it not that long ago, and the thing that I was surprised to learn was that Gene Kelly was in that movie.
Yeah, he's playing a reporter or
yes,
something.
Yes, he plays a reporter. I can't remember. Who was the guy that was in all those movies with Katharine Hepburn? Spencer Tracy.
Spencer Tracy, yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember which side Spencer, he was one of the attorneys. I can't remember which side.
I think he played what's his name? The guy, the lawyer for the Scopes. Linda was a.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the other guy, the older guy, was the one that played the.
Yeah, because and then he has that stroke or heart attack or something. At the end, that's a really good movie. If you've never seen it, Inherit the Wind, definitely worth watching.
And the one that played the teacher that taught evolution was Dick York from Bewitched, that played Darren.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Inherent the Wind starring Spencer Tracy as Henry Drummond, based on John Scopes' lawyer, Clarence Darrow, dramatized the trial in which teacher Scopes was charged with the crime of teaching children Charles Darwin's theory of evolution, and Scopes lost. All right. Well, that's all I have of that. But let's talk about them tear gassing kids and people just picking crops.
Oh,
that happened.
I haven't heard that.
Yeah. They went out and threw tear gas at these farm workers. They were just picking crops, and they were out there. You know, they have like whole families. Like the kids are out there picking crops with the parents, and they took the parents and left the kids there, which they had just tear gassed.
Wow.
This is where we are.
Cruelty is the point. It's the feature.
I mean, I don't know how much more, like, fascist Germany we can get. I mean, it's going step by step. It really is. They're doing the exact same stuff that Hitler did. Including the Reichstag fire, which was our January 6th.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Hitler pardoned the people that did the Reichstag fire. Trump pardoned the people that did January 6th. Yeah. You know, shuttering agencies. The attack on experts. It's just step by step. And sending people to death camps in Sudan and El Salvador, and then building concentration camps like Alligator Auschwitz, because I will always call it Alligator Auschwitz, because that's what it is. It's not Alcatraz, because the people that were in Alcatraz got due process.
The people that were in Alcatraz got what?
Due process.
Oh, yeah. Yes, that's true.
They had whole trials and were found guilty and sentenced.
At least he's leaving them in our country.
And you know what else? They fired a whole bunch of the immigration judges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the courts were already backed up for years. And then they fired the judges so that they can't ever possibly catch up. And then, you know, people like, you know, my daughter-in-law Maggie's client, the whole family was about to celebrate becoming U.S. citizens, and they've been told that 10 of them are being deported. You know, and they keep saying that we just do it the right way. They were doing it the right way.
Wow, that's close to home.
Yeah.
That's the best way to put that.
Right.
It's also very sad, but, you know, I don't know. Today, the Senate House passed the bill. his big happy smile Bill, whatever the hell he's calling it.
Big ugly Bill.
Yep. It's gonna, one of the first things that's stopping is food for kids and Medicaid. And yeah. I just don't understand. There are so many. He did this in his first presidency. When he does something like this, the first people to get hurt are the red states.
Yeah, absolutely. It's
poor South.
It's his voters that he keeps hurting.
Hospitals are going to go out of business, and they're going to have to go. You have a heart attack, they're going to have to take you via ambulance 100 miles to the nearest medical center. This makes just no sense.
A lot of people going to die on the way, too.
Oh, you bet. You bet. Those are the people that voted for him, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's gonna shutter rural hospitals.
Yep.
I mean, why would you... I just...
Yeah, I think this guy's a sadist.
Yeah. 100%, and so is Stephen Miller, and there are just, it's almost a requirement to be in this administration.
Yep. Marco Rubio's been pretty low key. I mean, compared to like Trump and some of the people closer to him, but
you know, he's one of the first people appointed to a position, and he took it. But I don't think he knew what he was getting into.
No, I don't think so either. I think he would have been better off staying a U.S. senator.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Probably a more powerful position, and less chance of being put in prison at some point.
Hmm. Yeah.
I have another quiz here that is current events.
Okay.
So why don't we try this one? All right. Tennis player Iga Swiatek, and I apologize if I pronounced that incorrectly. There are a bunch of strange marks on her name.
Yeah.
So I'm just guessing, y'all. I'm just guessing. Swiatek sounds right to me. Anyway, did she win the ladies' singles Wimbledon trophy, the U.S. Open trophy, the French Open trophy, or the Great British Bake Off trophy?
It's got to be that last one.
Yeah, I thought it was Wimbledon.
You thought it was Wimbledon? And you are correct. She won Wimbledon.
Wimbledon, okay.
Wimbledon.
I hear she's a hell of a baker, though.
she's from Poland. She's...
Yep.
Scared.
Oh, that's right.
6-0 win against American player Amanda Anisimova in less than an hour of gameplay.
Yeah.
My best friend's wife is Polish, and she was celebrating that. So I forgot.
What teen slasher franchise is being rebooted this week? Scream, I Know What You Did Last Summer, Final Destination, or all of the above?
That might be all of the above.
Nope, it was I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I know that one was, but I thought they did redid Scream, too.
I thought they did, too.
But I don't know. Well. Because they actually have Jennifer Love Hewitt playing a cameo role in the new I Know What You Did Last Summer. She was one of the teenagers.
Yeah, and also Freddie Prinze Jr.
Yeah.
All right. According to new research, what may prevent babies from inheriting certain genetic disorders? CRISPR, a gene found in houseflies, DNA from a third parent, or raw milk?
I'm going to guess CRISPR.
Nope, it was DNA from a third parent. In two papers published by the New England Journal of Medicine on Wednesday, British researchers described the success of a procedure using mitochondrial DNA from a third, quote, parent.
It's, I was going to say, how many people have three parents?
Yeah.
And how many people use mitochondrial DNA anymore? You know?
So,
the newer DNAs are a lot more accurate, but whatever.
Well, apparently, they put parent in quotes. So it's a third person.
Yeah.
All right. Love Island USA's seventh season just concluded. In what country did the show originate? Is it South Korea, Denmark, the UK, or Australia?
Australia.
I would guess Australia too.
Nope, it was the UK.
No.
Love Island started its journey in the UK, first as Celebrity Love Island in 2005, which was then revived in 2015 as plain old Love Island. It has spawned versions all over the world, making it Britain's most loved maligned export since Marmite. All right, voting age of what country will drop from 18 to 16 by the next national election? Is it South Korea, Denmark, the UK, or Australia?
USA.
That was not a choice. South Korea, Denmark, the UK, or Australia?
Is it Denmark?
Denmark.
South Korea.
It was the UK.
Wow.
None of us got it right.
Yeah. President Trump told his supporters to not waste time and energy on who or what. Was it climate change, Jeffrey Epstein, Elon Musk, or PBS?
All of the above.
Jeffrey Epstein.
Jeffrey Epstein.
You know, I think that somebody's really got that file, you know, with them, you know, as digital, you know, on a USB stick or whatever. And that person is just waiting for the right time to make that public.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When he's out of office would be the time to do it. So they could actually charge him with a crime.
Yeah.
Trump said on Truth Social that conspiracy-minded supporters should forget about Jeffrey Epstein, somebody that nobody cares about, is the quote. The Trump Justice Department said last week it found no evidence to show Epstein was blackmailing powerful figures, nor had he been murdered. That is just so obviously bullshit.
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard he's suing Wall Street Journal for $10 billion story.
Yeah, it's going to go nowhere.
That's exactly right.
Mm-hmm. Or they'll settle because it's Rupert
like
Murdoch.
Like CBS?
Yeah. Like CBS, exactly. Yeah. Like CBS doesn't also...
Doesn't Murdoch also own Fox News? He got hit pretty hard there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I bet it'll never go to court. It'll probably settle, or Trump will drop it.
Yeah.
All right, Trammell. Which of these actors scored their first Emmy nomination this year? Was it Trammell Tillman, Harrison Ford, Kristen Bell, or they all did?
Emmys are for TV shows. Has Harrison Ford ever done a TV show? Oh
He's
yeah, he's doing the ones
shrinking.
on
Shrinking is what
yeah.
it's called.
Never mind. So yeah, just I'm gonna say all of them.
That is correct. I'm surprised, but when I think about it, I guess it is the first time really that he's done a TV series. Well, he's been
Yeah.
on it. It's been on for a couple of years now. So I was surprised there was any award that he didn't
Yeah.
have. After losing the Democratic primary for New York mayor, Andrew Cuomo is running as what?
An idiot.
America, the America Party's first candidate, a write-in candidate, an independent, or a Republican?
I think he's running as an independent.
As an American Party.
Yes, independent is correct. Cuomo lost the primary to Zoran Mamdani, relaunched his campaign on Monday, said he's running as an independent, as is current Mayor Eric Adams.
This is a travesty too.
Yeah.
Because he's going to take votes away from whatever the guy with the hard last
Mamdani.
name to spell is. And that guy probably is the best choice.
I don't know. I don't think he will. I don't think he even came in second in the primary. So, and I think New Yorkers are pretty much done with Eric Adams.
Yep. Yep.
So Mamdani might win.
Well, fingers crossed.
Yeah. All right. Is Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell fired? Yes or no?
No.
The latest salvo in the will he or won't he saga, President Trump said Wednesday that he is not planning on firing Powell. He later said he hadn't ruled it out. He is a terrible Fed chair. I am surprised he was appointed, said Trump.
He
Well,
blamed
it sounds
Biden for
he's
appointing him,
appointed
but
by
Trump
Biden.
absolutely.
Okay, so Trump nominated Powell in
Right.
2017.
2017,
That's
yeah.
right. That's right.
And just
I'm
more
surprised
market.
I was stupid enough to appoint
Yeah.
him.
Yeah. More market manipulation is what that is.
Powell's not buying into it, though.
Powell's like he can't fire me.
No,
And Powell's
I
not going to lower rates that Trump wants.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Trump can't fire him. That's why he just laughed it off. He's like, yeah, he
Yeah.
can't do that.
That's the whole reason for him being independent is once he's appointed, the president can't fire him.
All right, 1960s pop star Connie Francis has died at age 87. Which of these records did she set? Best-selling Christmas single of all time, most streamed 60s song on Spotify, highest hairdo of 1960s singers, or first female singer to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100?
I would say the last one.
That is correct.
That's no fair, Charlie.
Connie
What?
Francis.
Looking over at his girlfriend for the answer. We don't all have a computer laying next to us, so.
Was going to guess that she was on Spotify.
Connie Francis's number one hit, Everybody's Somebody's Fool, came out in 1960 and was the first song by a female singer to reach number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
So Alan
Yep,
was
I
right.
should have known that.
Yep.
Submitted by Peter Boysen of Copenhagen, Denmark. From which country is North Korea trying to attract tourists to its new beach resort? Is it South Korea, the U.S., Spain, or Russia?
Russia? I would guess Russia.
Yeah.
Yep. North Korea hopes to attack Russia to attract Russians, an exception to its tourism pause, to Wonsan Kalma Costa tourist area, a new luxury resort.
Yep.
Okay. And that's all of that one. Well, any closing thoughts for this week? Let's start with you, Charlie.
I just don't see much to be very optimistic about over the next couple of years, at least until the elections next year.
Yeah. I doubt it will happen, but I hope they stay mad.
Yeah.
Alan, how about you?
I don't know. I'll reserve my statement for the after show. Sorry.
Wait.
No, probably not my what I had in mind was probably not appropriate for the show.
Okay.
Wayne, your turn.
I'll just go along with Charlie. Plus, I don't believe a one word that comes out of Trump's mouth.
I don't think period. Anybody does except him. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank everyone for joining me here tonight. Thank you, Charlie, Alan, and Wayne. And hope you have a good weekend and nice weather for any outdoor activities you've got planned. And just remember, it isn't what we don't know that gives us trouble. It's what we know that ain't so.